This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the country will become truly developed only when the tribal people also become developed. Addressing the nation on the eve of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas this evening, the president said fast-paced progress of the people of the tribal communities is a national priority. President Murmu observed that a new consciousness is being spread across the country for tribal pride and the ideals of the constitution. The president said the nation wants that the centuries-old identities of the tribal communities remain intact and at the same time they continue to march ahead on the path of modern development. President Murmu emphasized that the present government is taking forward the journey of tribal development and welfare at a fast pace. The president stated that the PM Janman Abhiyan launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the day of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas last year aims to bring about comprehensive development of the people of the particularly vulnerable tribal group communities. President Murmu highlighted that this year, on the birth anniversary of the father of the nation Mahatma Gandhi, the central government has launched the Dharti Abha Janjati Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan from the land of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. She emphasized that the objective of this campaign, with an allocation of 80,000 crore rupees, is to ensure that every tribal person gets the benefit of government schemes. Conveying her greetings to the citizens on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, President Murmu said the nation is commencing the year-long celebration of the 150th birth anniversary of Dharti Abha Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Political activity is gaining momentum across the state of Maharashtra as campaigning intensifies for the upcoming assembly elections. Senior leaders from all major political parties are canvassing at various locations in support of their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today alleged that Congress and Mahavikas Aghadi will snatch the reservations of SC, ST and OBC if voted in power. He was addressing his last public rally for Maharashtra Assembly elections at Mumbai's iconic Shivaji Park. Launching a scintillating attack, he said Congress wants these communities to fight among themselves to strengthen the party. He appealed to all parties to rise above party line and think for the nation. Prime Minister requested all party workers to vote for Mahayuti candidates and invited them all for the oath ceremony of Mahayuti government. Meanwhile, addressing a couple of rallies in Nanded and Nandurbar district, Rahul Gandhi claimed that the BJP wants to deny the tribal community of its rights over land, water and forest. He added that the Congress is determined to protect the constitution and reservation rights. In Jharkhand, campaigning is in full swing for the second phase of assembly elections in the state. Leaders of both the NDA and the India Bloc are making allegations and counter-allegations to garner support for their party candidates. While addressing election meetings at Giridih, Bokaro and Gandeer, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah alleged that Hemant Soren government is protecting Bangladeshi infiltrators. On the other hand, addressing election meeting at Dumka, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren blamed the BJP for the backwardness of Jharkhand. External Affairs Ministry today said Indian agencies will be following up on an extradition request of designated terrorist Arsh Singh Gill, alias Arshdalla, who was arrested in Canada recently. He is the de facto chief of the Khalistan Tiger Force. In response to media queries regarding his arrest in Canada, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranveer Jaiswal stated that given Arshdalla's criminal record in India and his involvement in similar illegal activities in Canada, it is expected that he will be extradited or deported to face justice in India. The 43rd India International Trade Fair got underway at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal inaugurated the 14-day fair. The theme of this year's fair is Viksit Bharat at 2047. Jharkhand is the focus state of the trade fair this year, while Bihar and Uttar Pradesh are the partner states. In the Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy, India defeated Thailand 13-0 in their third match at Rajgir in Bihar this evening. Deepika scored 5 goals while Preeti Dubey, Lal Ramsiami and Manisha Chauhan each contributed 2 goals to India's sweeping victory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.